Okay, welcome. My name is Christina Nordström, and I am part of the CCMSO Secretariat. As you know, this is an introduction to the CCMSO for newcomers and for people who want to learn more about the CCMSO functions. Since about a year back, it has become a tradition to have these webinars prior to the ICANN meetings. Bart, Gabby, and I will take you through a presentation, and after that, there will be some time for questions. But you're also welcome to interrupt at any time if you think of anything to ask during the presentation. We think that the webinar will take around 30 minutes. Bart?
Yeah. First of all, hello, Ilga. It's always good to see somebody attending these conference calls. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to either use the chat or raise your hand or whatever you want to do to get some clarification. Now, to make it very clear, say the CCNSO is one of the supporting organizations within ICANN. There are three. The other two are the GNSO and the ASO, the Address Supporting Organization. And the GNSO is the generic name supporting organizations. Secondly, there are what is called advisory groups, part of the whole ICANN community, and the main ones are the at-large, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the Root Server Advisory Committee, which is for the first time meeting at a ICANN venue at the meeting in Singapore. And then there is the Governmental Advisory Committee, the GAC, which includes around 140 governments of the world, and that meets at ICANN meetings, at every ICANN meeting. Secondly, say the Board of Directors consists of, we'll share it with you in a minute, say with at least six board members appointed by the SOs, one by the at-large, some liaisons, and the liaisons are with the advisory committee and by the nominating committee, which is, again, an organization appointing volunteers not just to the board of directors, but also to the CCNSO council, the GNSO council, and the ASO council, which you will see in a minute. And finally, there is the president and CEO, which is currently Fadi Shahadi, and we do have, you say, an ICANN staff. And as I just mentioned, this number is a bit outdated. We're now way over 200 members of staff, most of them still in Los Angeles, not in MDR, in Marina del Rey, and at other venues, the major ones being Istanbul and Singapore. So this is a bit of a picture how the CCNSO fits in the larger ICANN structure and how the multi-stakeholder model is built up. Now over to the next slide. Gabby, you want to take it?
Yep. So hello, Ilgar, this is Gabby, and I'm going to first of all, to tell you a little bit about who we are. First of all, the CCNSO is, of course, it's the members, and at the moment we have 148 members. We also have a council comprised of 18 councillors. We will talk about that a little bit later. And then the council elects a chair and two vice chairs. At the moment we just have one vice chair because one of the vice chairs became chair. But we will select a second vice chair in Singapore. Our chair is Byron Holland from Canada, from the Canadian Registry. And the vice chair is Keith Davidson from the New Zealand Registry. And then we are the CCNSO Secretariat, and we are supporting both the council and the members. This is how the CCNSO membership is distributed around the world. However, this is according to ICANN regions, and the ICANN regions, they do differ a little bit from the UN regions in some cases, but this is what it looks like according to ICANN regions. And as mentioned, we have 148 members at the moment, and our last members was .BW, Botswana. They joined just last week. This is just an overview about how we've been growing since our start in 2003. So you can see from we were not even 40 members at the start, and now we are almost 150 members. This is the growth during the last 10 and a half years. And the council, as mentioned earlier, we have 18 councillors. There's three councillors elected per region, and we have five ICANN regions. And then we also have three appointees from that are appointed by ICANN's nominating committee. These are people that come from different industries than the CCTLD world, because they're supposed to give an insight on issues and matters not from the CCTLD point of view. So we're 18 in total. We also have all the four regional organizations represented as observers on the council, and I also have to say they're very active in our work, so I'm pleased to say that we have a very good cooperation with all four of them. We also have two liaisons, from one from the GNSO and one from the ALAC. They sit in and listen to our council meetings, and also we send off two liaisons, one to the ALAC and one to the GNSO, and they report back to the council. This is what we look like in the CCNSO Secretariat, and we start from the left. Bart, could you start introducing yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Bart Boswinkel. I work from home, so that's the Netherlands. Yeah, my main task is more or less supporting, as I say, I'm the senior, say I'm the team leader of this group, and supporting the council and the membership as much as we can. So, Christina?
Yeah, my name is Christina Nordstrom. I'm based in Sweden, also working from home, and I'm responsible for the Secretariat operational tasks. So, for example, the virtual meeting tools, the teleconferencing logistics, the CCNSO meeting logistics, and I also write minutes for the council, and I support some of the working. So, I support the working groups together with Bart and Gabby.
And I'm Gabby, and you might have seen many emails coming from from me. I'm the main point of contact for the members, so if there are any questions, you should direct them to me, and I'll try to help you. I'm responsible for information to the CCTLD community. I'm also supporting working groups and the council, and I'm also dealing with our travel funding scheme. We have a small pool of travel funding fees which we can distribute, and I'm dealing with that. So this is what we look like, and we can also mention that we all work from home. So Bart from the Netherlands, Christina from Sweden, and I'm from Poland. So we, between the meetings, we're mainly working through Skype and phone. But it works out well. So what does the CCNSO do? Well, first of all, I think our two main roles are, firstly, exchange of information. I will provide a platform for that, and networking. And we're quite unique in the sense that we actually can provide worldwide networking opportunities and a worldwide exchange of information platform. I think these are the two main things that people think are the most useful with the CCNSO. But also we represent CCTLD community interests towards ICANN. If there is an issue, then we make sure that we have the right people from ICANN coming to listen to us. We also do a little bit of policy development. This is not much. In fact, we do very little in policy development. In the last 10 and a half years, we only had two policy development processes. The second one isn't really finished yet. The first one was dealing with bylaw changes. The second one was dealing with IDN policy. You might have heard about that. We had a vote on this summer, and the members accepted it. But so you can see it's very little actual policy development work going on in the CCNSO. We do a little bit of policy-related work, though. This means we're not setting policies, but We can, for instance, interpret existing policies. For instance, we have a working group called the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. It's looking into the RFC 1591 and see how that is to be interpreted. We can also do some advice to other SOs. For instance, the GNSO asks us sometimes about who is matters and who is this nothing that falls under the scope of the CCNSO, as every CCTLD has their own policies on whether how they use their who is, and it falls under national law. However, as they're often quite elaborate, we can advise other SOs how we're doing it, but this is not to set policies. The CCNSO Council mainly has two roles, administrative and representative role. The administrative role means that it keeps a work plan and it distributes the workload. It sets our strategy and directions and basically leads us and the Secretariat and the CCNSO community which direction to go in various matters. It also has a representative role, and that means that it's actually the face outwards towards others, SOs, ACs, and to ICANN. So if the GAC, for instance, wants to talk to the CCNSO or the ICANN board, they will firstly approach the CCNSO Council. The Council differs, though, from other councils in that it doesn't really have any direct power. It does not set any policies. It has these two roles. Whilst talking about the members, they actually have the direct capacity. They elect the CCNSO councillors. So, as mentioned, we have five regions, and one councillor per region is elected every year. They also select two of the ICANN board members directly. And as mentioned earlier, if we just do a policy development process, they do have the final vote on that. They can reject it if they don't like it. And the members actually also have a final vote on various council resolutions if needed. So if the council passes a resolution that they don't like, they actually have the power to overturn this resolution if they think that's needed. This has not ever happened in the history yet, but it's there, and that's a possibility. So looking at it, the real power lies with the CCNSO members, not with the CCNSO Council. Christina.
Yes. That's not me. I think that's Bart. Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. So what do the members do? One way for members to contribute to the CCNSO work is to join a working group. And we currently have 8 more or less active groups. Several of our groups were recently closed, and others are in the verge of starting up. So there's a bit of transition. There is, for example, the FOI working group that works on a framework of interpretation for delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs. There is also the SOP working group that provides input to ICANN's strategic and operational plan. There's the meetings program working group that's in charge of the CCNSO agenda, and members are welcome to give suggestions to the agenda. If you want to read more about any active and former working groups that we have, you can go to the CCNSO website. We have pasted a link there. And so the CCNSO Council has monthly telephone conferences, and they also meet face-to-face at every ICANN meeting. They also sometimes meet with the leadership of other SOs and ACs. Then the CCNSO, the community meets at every ICANN meeting for 2 days. I will get back to that. And there is also always a tech day, which is nowadays it aims to include other communities as well. So it's no longer a secluded CCNSO event as it used to be. Then, of course, the working groups meet with various frequency, and most of them actually meet face-to-face at the ICANN meetings.
So this is me again. So how does the CCNSO say, we've touched upon some of the working groups, etc. So now we'll look more in detail how the CCNSO really organizes its work. And as Christina already said, the main part is done through working groups. We just mentioned a few. And looking at working groups, you can see that there are some there are differences, and these all are mostly reflected in say the charters of the working group itself. So there are permanent working groups like the SOP working group. That's the working group providing input into ICANN's strategic and operational planning, and temporary. And temporary means it can take quite some time, but at the end of the day, when they've done their work, they will be closed. And again, the example here is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, which has started its activities in 2011 and hopes to conclude their work in June this year. So that can take quite some time. As I said, or as Christina said, say we and Gabi said, working groups can be policy related, and what it means it's around interpretation of policy and informational, like the SOP working group. It's clearly not CCNSO policy related, this SOP working group, but it's informational both for the CCTLD community and for ICANN, because they provide input into ICANN's strategic and operational planning processes. As said, the scope of a working group is defined by its charters, by its charter, and all these working groups, what you will see, if you would go to the CCNSO website, the first thing is a short description of the purpose of the working group, and there is a direct link to the charter, so everybody knows what this working group is about. And they are always adopted by the council, and then there is a call for volunteers from the CCTLD community at large. So membership of working groups is not limited to members of the CCNSO, but also includes CCTLDs who are not members of the CCNSO, and sometimes, and then we go into the cross-community working groups, from other constituencies or other communities, like the Governmental Advisory Committee or the GNSO or at large. The working groups, all of them, also always report to the CCNSO Council, and this is the Council in its administrative role in order to more or less guard and manage progress, assist when needed, and at least to have a reporting mechanism within the CCNSO for these working groups, so they not go astray, or that's the negative part, but at least that they show progress as well to the community, because the reporting is open and public. Gabi touched upon briefly upon the policy development process and its limited use. In principle, the supporting organizations are all, seen as the policy development vehicles within the ICANN arena, the GNSO for the policy development around GTLDs, registrars, users, etc., and the CCNSO around CCTLDs. However, if you would look at it, say, the scope of the CCNSO as a policy development organization is very limited, and it's predefined and defined in an Annex C. So what it means is the scope of issues that the CCNSO can address is very limited. As Gabi already said, WHOIS is excluded from the scope of, for example, from the CCNSO, as are registration policies of individual CCTLDs. What is included effectively is, as Gabi said, the creation of IDN CCTLDs, so that's the new one, and everything around the policies for delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs. And finally, and that's an important one, again, for protection of the CCTLD community, it is changes to the bylaws and Annex B and Annex C of the ICANN bylaws, which predefine the process, and I see a typo here, and the scope of issues, as I just alluded to. So the process is reasonably complicated, and that's the second reason why it's not very popular in use. To have a full understanding of it, you could go to the CCNSO graph, which if you would click on it, you will see in every step of it that, say, there is a kind of process as described in this one, and this is just the start of the process. As Gabi said, we are now at the final stages of the second PDP ever, and the final stages are we in the phase called the board vote. So the ICANN board of directors need to take a vote on the recommendation of the CCNSO, which has passed through the rest of this process. going on with how the CCNSO organizes its work, I just mentioned the working groups, and working groups, say, a lightweight version of working groups is what is called a study group. They advise to the council. They're more or less research, informational focused. A good example was the study group on the country and territory names. It doesn't mean they can't take some time, but at the end of the day, the recommendations are very lightweight. Most of them, say, are like, create a working group to really deal with it as a policy-related issue or something. It's more around creating understanding of a topic and a shared understanding across the CCTLD community and sometimes across the other communities within ICANN as well. And then finally, there are some committees within the CCNSO Council, again with the administrative focus. They report to the Council, and one of the most active ones is, as Gabi already said, the Travel Funding Committee, which Gabi assists, and the second one, which I'll allude to in the next slide, is the what is called the is the triage committee. But I'll get back to that one as in a little while. So, and finally, how, say, a third point is, or a final point is, the CCNSO has a mechanism to produce statements and position papers. Again, it could be a CCNSO Council or CCNSO statement. The difference being a CCNSO Council statement has only been adopted and supported by the CCNSO Council. A CCNSO statement has been adopted and is supported by the broad community. And again, this is just a consensus statement and is not with voting or etc. The way it works is the Council appoints a drafting team with subject expertise and drafting expertise in order to come up with a clear and precise statement on a certain subject. Then it's sent to the Council for adoption and support, and if the Council adopts it, it goes to the membership. Sometimes, say, the council, whether it's going to be a council or a CCNSO statement, depends a bit on the time frame. You can imagine that a process like this will take some time because it's, there are three steps involved of adoption and support, which takes time as well. So sometimes we just limit The CCNSO limits itself to a CCNSO council statement just because of the timing element. And finally, when is this mechanism used? It's used as response or input into public consultations of ICANN or at the, say, one of the other supporting organizations or advisory committees. Now, as I just said, I've mentioned the triage committee of the CCNSO Council, and it's this committee is part of the whole procedures and processes in dealing with say the workload and the prioritization of the workload. As part of that of these processes and procedures, the CCNSO maintains its own work plan. There is a monthly update, and there is a mind map and Gantt view of it, and there is a guideline looking into it. At the upcoming meeting in Singapore, the CCNSO Council will look at the two-year view of the work plan again, so that's a yearly update. And monthly, it's just a reporting where we are and where the different working groups are. And as part of it, because as you can imagine, and I don't know if you've looked at this, at the ICANN website, there are a lot of requests coming in from other SOs, NACs. ICANN sends out a lot of public comment requests, etc. And one of the real issues for the CCNSO is balancing the workload and the availability of volunteers. So, as you could imagine, with the increase of workload and with say, the limited availability of volunteers, there needs to be a balancing. So we've developed within the CCNSO a very simple model based on the importance and urgency of a request. Importance meaning, does it affect the CCTLD community? And if so, is it does it have a high impact, low impact, or a medium impact? A bit on the capacity needed to do it, and availability of capacity, and on the urgency of the request. Say sometimes a request can be so urgent that we do not have the time, according to our own processes and procedures, to provide a comment or statement. In order to vet all these requests, the council has established what is called a triage committee, which is three councillors who advise the CCNSO council on whether or not to take any action. And this group is again supported by Gabi. And there is a full list of the advisories on the CCNSO website. Now I need to hand over to Christina again.
Thank you. Yes, as I mentioned, there is a tech day on Monday. It's always on a Monday, and it's in the same room as the CCNSO members' meetings. So once you have found that room, you are good, and you can stay there. This time Tech Day will be focused on security. Among other things, there will be a presentation and discussion around abuse management systems and IPv6. The CCNSO members meeting will have three internet governance sessions this time, of which two are panel discussions. The first one dealing with various initiatives that currently are available. The second one dealing with the globalization of IANA. And we also have a security session at the CCNSO members meeting, and of course our popular CCTLD news session, which this time will focus some more on marketing issues. yes, and we have the various council and working group meetings as mentioned as well. So I will now quickly show you where on the CCNSO website you can go to find more information about the Singapore meeting. So I will just quickly share my screen. It will take a minute. Okay. Unfortunately, I can't because Adobe wants me to adjust some settings. So I can't, unfortunately, share my screen at this point. But I can tell you that if you go to ccnso.icon.org, in the left navigator, there is a CCNSO meetings tab. If you click on that, you will come to a list of all CCNSO meetings, and you can click on Singapore, and there you will find the agenda for the CCNSO meeting. You will find room and time information. You will find summaries of the presentations, and after the meetings, you will find transcripts of audio transcripts and written transcripts. So you can go in there and have a look. We will have our traditional CCNSO cocktail in Singapore. And the time is 6:30 to 9, and the venue is Le Restaurant. And you don't need an invitation for this. It's, well, you're invited. I mean, it's open for all CCTLDs. You don't need to bring an invitation or a ticket. And there will be more information about this in Singapore. And lastly, I would like to mention that we have a variety of social media tools. We have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, and a Flickr stream, and a YouTube account. And you can find links to all this on the CCNSO website. It's on the lower part of the website. So for any questions that you may have, you can always turn to me or Gabby or Bart, or you can email us at ccnsosecretariat@icon.org. And now I would like to ask you, Ilgar, if you have any questions or if you would like to say anything about yourself. Oh, we have one more participant.
Yeah.
So, Tui, if you want to say anything about yourself or if you have any questions, just feel free to ask.
And, Tui, if you miss part of the presentation, It will be available, it's been recorded, and it will be available online as well. I don't know when, Christina, but...
Probably later today. And so if you want to speak, I have changed the settings so you have microphone rights. You can try to speak now if you want, or you can type in the chat.
Okay, I see no more questions, etc. So maybe we just close it.
Maybe I can ask Ilgar, can you just say which CCTLD you're from? Because I'm
or your
sure.
Affiliation, yeah.
Yeah, of affiliate. Ah, Azerbaijan. Welcome. It was nice having you on the call, the two of you.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope to see you either in Singapore and at least online. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.